So the epistle for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another as Christ also hath received you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, but that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, Art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. A reed shaken in the wind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the first Sunday of Advent, we acknowledge the fact and the need of our redemption. And so we prayed, obviously, for the Savior might come. We have the answer to our prayers in the second Sunday of Advent. It shows to us that the Savior will come. We see that in the introit of the Mass. Behold, the Lord shall come, he shall save nations. And so for us, yes, it is an answer to our prayers. But we can say also with that the spirit of Advent is intensified when we look at the collect of the Mass. It says, Stir up in our hearts, O Lord, to prepare the way, so that through his coming we may be worthy to serve thee with purified minds. And so, yes, the need to serve Almighty God. The need to show Almighty God that we want to serve him and that we are ready for him, because that's the whole idea of Advent. Preparing ourselves for the coming of the Messiah. We talk about that time and time again. We talk about how we can try to do that. But I think also when we look at this Mass this Sunday, especially in the Gospel account, it is where then our Lord describes the precursor, St. John the Baptist, the one that was given the task of preparing the people for the coming of our Lord the very first time. Our Lord sums it up by saying that, Behold, he sends an angel before their face that shall prepare the way for them. And so that is why so many of the people thought that St. John the Baptist was the Messiah, because of his holiness of life, because of his preaching, because of his penance. And that's where with St. John the Baptist, he told the people, do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So he was warning the people that our Lord Jesus Christ was coming. He was trying to help the people to see and prepare themselves for that. Some of the people listened and were baptized. Many of the people turned their back on it, continued in their own wicked ways. And so in the idea of when he says, do penance for the kingdom of God is at hand, he helps us to see the great need for repentance of our sins, amendment of our life, to avoid sins in the future. What do we need to try to do in order to try to avoid these sins that maybe we fall into. But I think it's also interesting to see the questions that our Lord asked the people then there. By asking them, who did you come out to see? And that's where our Lord gives them two different questions that I think also sums up the exact opposite of St. John the Baptist. But I think it's a very telling sign of our modern times. But he asked them, did you go out to see a reed shaken in the wind, or one, a man clothed in soft garments? He asked these questions about St. John, obviously, to see what answer that they would give. Just as St. John did not need to know that this was the Messiah by asking his disciples to go and ask our Lord, are you the one that we're waiting for, or do we have to wait for another one? So St. John knew the answer to that. He knew he was the Messiah. He was preparing for him. But he had his disciples go out to ask that question. And so in the same way that our Lord asked the people, who did you go out to see? He knew the answer to that. He knew that St. John the Baptist was not a reed shaken in the wind. He knew he was not one clothed in soft garments, but that he was the exact opposite to that. But as I say, yes, it is not the questions that are not answered in the affirmative for St. John the Baptist, but we would say for our modern world, yes. One clothed in soft garments. And so that is our Lord's way of saying those people that are soft, that are afraid to take on penances, afraid to take on mortifications, that they want their comfort, they want their life. And that is what our Lord, when he answers that question, or he asks that question, is for them to think about. Because you have St. John the Baptist saying, do penance for the kingdom of God is at hand. Knowing full well that a lot of the people were refusing to do the penance. That a lot of the people, they wanted their soft life. They wanted their comfort. And they were afraid to take on these things. But then also when our Lord, a reed shaken in the wind. Again, it gives us the analogy. Here in Watkins, we definitely know what wind is like. Not only reeds shake in the wind, but doors, cars, you name it, out here. But you think about just a reed and how the wind goes and shakes. And it bounces from side to side. I mean, in some ways, it shows the reality of the weakness of human nature. Of how sometimes when temptation comes, yes, we give in to it. And that is for us, again, another understanding of what this whole time period is all about. Of how we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of how we need to try to understand the need for mortifications, for sacrifices. God sometimes sends us sacrifices in our own lives. We don't have to look for them. And so trying to accept them as they come. But then also for us to realize the great need for that. Because yes, this modern world, they give in to what they want. And so truly, yes, clothed in soft garments of how pampered modern society is, how we have all the comforts, all these different things, technology, whatever it may be, to make our life easier. But in some way, with a lot of the technology or different things, it only complicates our life. It only almost adds so many more temptations to us. And so that is what we must fight, this pampering of ourselves. And especially when the church requires from us penance, mortification, and trying to prepare for the graces that God is going to bestow upon us. When the church it tries to instill that in her children, and yet, in a large sense, a lot of times, we just turn our back on that. Again, we just take to our own pampered life. And so I think it's important for us when we see the questions that our Lord asks. Again, he knows the answers to them. He knows St. John the Baptist. And yet he's trying to get the people to see and to understand of what they must try to do, what they need to try to do. But as I say, with our modern society, it is the exact opposite of looking for all the comforts. And so it's something that we must battle on a daily basis, and especially in Advent. It is something that we must see the need for sacrifices and mortifications. One, to open ourselves up to the graces of God. And that's something that we have been talking about time and time again. And so that is truly where you look at it in terms of, obviously, the more that you place into this time period, the more that you will gain from it. But if you spend your time with it no different than any other time period of the year, you're putting up an obstacle to the graces of God. And so that is where it's important for us to see these questions that our Lord asks. It is a question that we can also ask ourselves. Are we a reed shaken in the wind? When temptation comes, we bounce from side to side. Are we firm? Are we strong in terms of fighting that temptation? And as I say, that's the whole idea of clothed in soft garments. And our Lord, look at his response to that. He said, the ones that are clothed in soft garments, they're in the kingdom. They're the kings. So our Lord was mentioning the pampered ones. And that is something that we all must fight. I mean, a lot of times we always look for our own comforts. And we don't like to have to sacrifice. We don't like to have to perform penances, mortifications. But it's a requirement for us. It is a need for us to understand that is where then the graces of God will come from. Our Lord gives us the example. St. John the Baptist before him as the precursor gave the example. And so that is what will be necessary for all of us. So I encourage you, as we're in the second week of Advent, to try to consider and try to think, what are little things that you can do? And they don't have to be big things. And they don't always have to be dealing with food or drink. There are many different penances, different mortifications that we can all take on. Or as I say, we allow God to place them before us, and then we accept them as they come. But encourage you to consider, obviously, the resolutions maybe you already taken. Hopefully that you have prepared yourself for that. If you haven't, now's a great time. The reminder that the church gives to us, to consider what can I give up for God? What can I try to do during this Advent time period? And so that is important for us. It's important for us to realize, in order for the graces to come, yes, we cannot be a reed shaken in the wind. We cannot be clothed in soft garments. Only then will we be open to Almighty God coming to us, and that the joy will come from God, our Savior is nigh. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.